Hey Anchor family, it's Jen here with Boss Babe Philosophy. I hope you're doing super well as always. And I'm checking in on a quick update as I'm running for a dinner reservation. So if you can hear a lot of background noise, I think there's a plane or something going on at the moment. I'm out and about and it's the only time I've got to kind of do a quick update. But what I wanted to start with was, of course, the question of the day. So the question of the day is a good one to this today, actually. It is, are you the original or the remix? That is the question of the day. And I think it's a pretty interesting one. I'd love to hear your answers on that one. So feel free to call in and let me know. Now, I think definitely I'm an original, but I'm also at the same time a remix, because I think that's, you know, what we all are at the end of the day. It's just a remix of different, you know, from our parents to all our different family members and just all the different people that have influenced, you know, us. That's how I definitely feel. I always feel like, you know, even some people that have, like, I've only spent like relatively small amounts of time, like, they can sometimes impact me, and I feel like that kind of remix of all the different experiences and people that I've met in my entire life, or, you know, that, like, my parents and my siblings really make me that original that I am. So that's my answer on that one. Like I said, I'd love to hear what you guys think. Okay, so what else is happening? I'm, like I said, just walking for dinner. So I'm only gonna have a quick update. Hopefully I won't get run over while I'm doing this, and I won't walk past the restaurant. As I'm doing, like, volunteering at Social Media Marketing World, I actually had my induction and training today, all day, which is pretty exciting. It's my very first time at Social Media Marketing World, so I've never been before as an attendee, I've never been as a volunteer, but I was actually lucky enough to get the opportunity to work as a leader role, which is normally not open to that many first timers. I'm really grateful for that, and I'm doing a speaker concierge. So my whole reason for wanting to, you know, attend the conference, and the reason I wanted to volunteer, was I just wanted to expand my network, and that's why I thought volunteering would be actually the greatest way of doing that, because you get a bit more behind the scenes. And like I said, I'm really lucky with my role. I actually get to, like, look after some of the speakers, so I think it's just a really great opportunity to make some connections, and I feel like already today has been well worth that. And yeah, I think I would highly recommend for anyone. I mean, that's, as I changed my business, I changed my whole, you know, network that I had before. So I really, you know, can become a little bit, like, lonely, isolating, in that kind of way, trying to get everything done, you know, by yourself. So if anyone feels like that, I'd highly recommend doing something like that, like going either to conferences or, you know, volunteering at different places, just so you get exposure to different people. I'm not a big, you know, to be honest, I'm like not prepared massively or anything like that. I really just allow the kind of, you know, serendipity of, you know, you just never know who you start talking to. Like today, I was sitting next to a guy, and somebody who's just really actually does, you know, teaching in the, like, in a military school. So nothing to do with anything what I do, but, you know, just has, like, some really similar interests to mine, around, you know, kind of company culture and, you know, personality. So that's super interesting. So again, I already know that's, like, going to be a contact I'll definitely, you know, keep in touch with. And I think it's a really, you know, great thing to do if you want to expand your network. And yeah, it was also really interesting, you know, not from so much from the content, the training today, but, you know, obviously get prepared for your role. But I think it was also really exciting to see, you know, I guess the behind the scenes of, you know, conference like Social Media Marketing Examiner that has such a high, you know, standard and reputation, and how well they organize everything and how they organize their volunteers and the culture and their approach to everything has been super interesting for me. So that's been really interesting today. Like, they have some, I'll update you a little bit more on, like, some of the things that they did there today. Just a kind of culture-wise, leadership-wise, I think was really, really smart thing they did. But I've just arrived at the restaurant, so and I'm running a little bit late already anyway, so I'll keep you guys updated.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.